Welcome to our worship this Sunday, the 15th of May. You're very welcome, wherever you are watching from. Today is the beginning of Christian Aid Week, and we'll be hearing a wee bit more about its ongoing work around the world. Our reading today takes us to one of the central and crucial sayings of Jesus: love one another. We come together although we are apart. We come together to worship our God, to allow our lives to be transformed into Christ's likeness, that we might be people of love and compassion and wisdom. Let us worship God.
Let us pray. Glorious God, your love is made known through the wonder of your creation. From the merry dancers on winter nights to the mysterious depths of the seas, from magnificent towering mountains to DNA, the building blocks of life, you are the God of the vast and of the small, and hold all things in your hands. We praise you and adore you. Generous God, your love is made known through the joy of companionship, from serendipitous conversations on the bus to shared moments of connection within the wider community, from the bonds of family to the familiarity and ease with long-cherished friends. You are the God of relationship and belonging, encouraging us to love you as you have loved us. We praise you and adore you. Forgive us when we have lacked love for you, for our fellow human beings, for this world that you have created. Turn our eyes, our hearts, our minds and souls to you, the source of all love. Give us courage to dare to believe that love is stronger than hate. Empathy, to walk inside another's shoes. Imagination, that dares to dream and work towards a better world. We ask in Jesus' name, your love made known at our human level. Amen.
When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give to you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Amen.
Love is not just about me. Love is more about you. Love is opening our arms in welcome. Love is spending time with people. Love is making relationships. Love is kneeling down in the dirt to help. Love is listening. Love is holding hands. Love is sharing ourselves. Love is healing. Love is all this and more. Jesus said, "Love one another. By this they will know that you are my disciples." He said that in the midst of speaking about death, predicting betrayal, knowing that he would be denied, and Jesus spoke of love. And still today, in Christ's risen power, in the midst of the harsh realities of life, the political intrigue, the war, the confusion, Christ speaks of love. We're still in the season of Easter. That's in between time, after Easter, after resurrection, but before Pentecost, before the coming of the Holy Spirit and the beginning of the Christian Church. And today our reading takes us back into the earthly life of Jesus. And I suppose that makes sense, as disciples then were trying to make sense of what had gone before in the light of their newfound faith and discovery that Jesus was not dead, but alive, and was calling them into a new and adventurous future. So as they pondered what Jesus had said in his earthly life about love, they were working out what it meant to love as Christ had loved them. A question for them, a question for each generation, a question for every congregation, a question for each denomination, a question for each General Assembly, and how we live out Christ's life of love, how we continue that ministry and hope, is ultimately the business of General Assembly. Although that finds expression as we look to ministry allocations and the difficult issues around buildings, our purpose, our mission, is to share God's love in Jesus' name. It is a happy coincidence that today, as we ponder those things, we are at the beginning of Christian Aid Week, one of the many organisations that seeks to live out this ongoing Christian ministry of love and care and compassion, looking to the other, to the poor, to the needy, to bring justice and goodness and love to all creation. Let's hear a little about the ongoing work of Christian Aid.
Meet Janet Zurugo, mother of 10, grandmother of 28, great-grandmother of 8. The four generations of Janet's family: Junior Kadore, great-grandson; Patience Muzengeza, granddaughter; Chipo Zurugo, daughter; Janet Zurugo. Janet's love for her family keeps her going, even in the hardest times. Janet has seen many changes in her lifetime.
When we were children, we didn't worry about the challenges ahead.
Janet has lived through extreme hardship. Drought has ravaged her village, leaving her community hungry.
In the drought, we ate things we wouldn't normally eat. My heart was so painful thinking that my family would die. By God's grace, they did not.
Thanks to kind people like you, Janet was given training and drought-resistant seeds. Janet has learned the best techniques to farm in dry land, and her garden has flourished.
This project has changed our lives for the better. What makes me happy is to see my family strong and well-fed.
Janet has become successful through the opportunities she has seized. She is now able to provide for her family.
I take them to school because I dream that if they have a good education, they will look after me in the future.
God be with me and my family. Please look after them, Lord. Look after my livestock, my husband, and me too. Give me strength to fend for my family.
A month ago, at the end of the series of Zoom Tuesday afternoon conversations around faith and wisdom and spirituality, I spoke with Sally Foster Fulton, the head of Christian Aid in Scotland. It was a joy to have that conversation with her, and you will be able to listen to the recording of the whole conversation. But on this Christian Aid week beginning, I thought it would be good to hear a little clip from that as Sally shares something of the wide work of Christian Aid.
Christian Aid works in 29 countries across the world, in Latin America, in Africa, in the Middle East, and in Asia. We always work in partnership, Donald, so the expertise is on the ground locally, and we've always worked that way. It's a more sustainable direction of travel. It means that you're respecting the experience of people with the lived experience of poverty. So that's how we work. I think a few of the things that have come to the fore in the last little while that have, again, resonated and made me realize how incredibly interrelated we all are. We are responding through the Disasters Emergency Committee to Ukraine, which is a step, a kind of a different step in Christian Aid, because we don't work in Europe. However, we're working through our ACT Alliance partners in Ukraine, on the borders with refugees. One of the things that's come to light in that work, and in the work that we do globally, is that almost 60% of the world food programs, grain and wheat, come from Russia and the Ukraine. So that has had a huge knock-on effect to food insecurity in the global South. So it really brings it home that when peace falls to pieces in one place, it has an impact everywhere. But doing that work in Ukraine is something that we're doing through our partners. We're also working in three specific areas, cross-cutting issues. So climate, gender, and economic equality. So we always, whatever projects we work on, we always make sure that they address the gender gap, economic inequalities, and climate justice. So again, it's about that holistic approach that we do. And we also work with all faiths and none to eradicate poverty. And for me, that is a theological bedrock. It's the way we work. It's saying that it's about doing good in places and doing good with people on the ground. So for me, you know, Jesus had some pretty unexpected partners, and called us to that same kind of working out. So for me, it resonates theologically with me, that working in partnership with all faiths and none.
Yeah, that's so important, that all faiths and none, that it's about caring for the whole world, for all creation, and not looking for anything in return.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And one could argue that if you are expecting something in return, that's quite an unfair power imbalance in the grand scheme of things. So again, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. And in this way, they'll know that you're my followers. And so through organisations like Christian Aid, through our congregations, like Strontian, Ardgour, Morvern, Acharachal, Ardnamurchan, Fort William, Kilmally, Kilmaneveig, whichever congregation you belong to, part of the Church of Jesus Christ that seeks to continue that business of sharing love in our world. A world in so much need of our prayers, our action, our love. And so we bring our prayers, and we will bring our offerings, our actions, our intentions, our participation in what God is up to and is calling us to in this time, in our places.
Let us pray. God of love, of relationship and community, help us to love as you have loved us. We pray for all who face the dawning of a new day with anxiety or dread, who fear the knock on the door, another bill through the letterbox, the stark choice to be made between heating or eating, the long hours that stretch ahead alone. May we be the agents of your love. Help us to notice the ones who fall through the net, those broken and worn down by the effects of poverty, those who feel disconnected and isolated from human company. God of love, of relationship and community, help us to love as you have loved us. We pray for all who spend their lives constantly navigating barriers, all who experience name-calling and violence because of the colour of their skin or their disability or who they love, how they worship, all who feel as if they are constantly treading on eggshells. May we be the agents of your love. Help us to walk alongside all those who feel othered, those who are too often pushed to the margins, those whose lives and voices are erased or silenced. God of love, of relationship and community, help us to love as you have loved us. God of love, may your Spirit fill us with grace and mercy, we pray. Amen.
In glad, grateful and joyful response to God's word, God's love and God's goodness, we make our response and we bring all that we have, all that we are. We bring our time, our abilities and our wealth. And we're able to give those things to our local congregations and to the ongoing work of organisations like Christian Aid. As we bring our offerings, let us pray. Gracious God, in love you created and shaped us, put the breath of life into us, made us for your own. All that we are, all that we have comes from you. In love, we offer you the gifts of our time, our skills, our material comforts, that through the offering of what we have and who we are, your love may be made known and your name be praised. And now we join together with representatives from Christian Aid staff around the world as we pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
On earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours,
now and forever. Amen.
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 Go in peace, to love, to serve, to be joyful, to make a difference. And know that the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you and with all those you love, those you should love. Today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.
Shine upon.